You're listening to SBS News.
The streets of Blacktown feel like home for Simon Winyer, but it's a world away from the life he left behind in what is now South Sudan.
I was born and then I lived most of my childhood in jungle, where there was no school, nothing at all.
Simon fled after turning 21 when he was almost conscripted to fight in Sudan's civil war, a war that claimed his younger brother's life. After 5 years in Egypt, he came to Australia in 2006, alone and with little English. He worked hard to put himself through TAFE and university, graduating with an arts degree and a degree in social work. He beams with pride as he reflects on his achievements.
Even my father, who passed away a long time ago, he would never dream that something like this would happen to me. And I think I'm maybe the first in my family that went to school and to university.
Now he's giving back through the group SIDWEST Multicultural Services, helping other young people from migrant and refugee backgrounds seize the opportunities he was given here.
I see myself as one of the leaders in the community. Even if there's a bad past that we have, still there's opportunity that is available in Australia, especially for young people to take it and, you know, do their best in order to make their dreams come true or live as any ordinary citizen in Australia.
Blacktown in Sydney's west is home to more than 2,000 people from Sudan or South Sudan, the biggest Sudanese expat community in Australia. Chief Inspector Bob Fitzgerald has worked there for 25 years. In his uniform, he cuts an imposing figure on Blacktown's main street. That is, until he stops to take a selfie with one of the locals.
A couple of good-looking roosters there.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
He acknowledges there has been trouble with antisocial behaviour in the Sudanese and South Sudanese communities, but says that's largely in the past.
We can't arrest our way out of some of these problems. It's simple as that. We need to be able to show people, hey, there's a better way, there's a right way to do things, and there's also the wrong way.
Offences generally considered street crimes, while still above the New South Wales state averages, are down overall. Over the past 10 years, robbery fell on average 7.7% every year. Malicious damage to property dropped 7.9% annually. And non-domestic assault decreased by 3.9% each year. Unlike Victoria, New South Wales doesn't release data about the ethnicity of offenders, but Chief Inspector Fitzgerald says no single group stands out as a problem.
We don't go painting everybody the same paintbrush. So for people to say, oh, it's a Sudanese problem, or it's a Maori problem, or an Aboriginal problem, they have a very limited perspective on reality of life.
Blacktown's acting Deputy Mayor Brad Bunting says the drop in street crime is apparent.
We're all coming together for the same cause, and that cause is making home feel safe, somewhere to live, somewhere that they can bring their family up in.
Lawyer and community advocate Denga Dutt is one of Blacktown's most inspiring success stories. A former child soldier, he arrived in Western Sydney at just 15 years of age and knows firsthand how hard it can be to overcome culture shock.
I ate McDonald's burger with a paper wrap on it. I didn't know any better. I assume the workers that are wearing uniform at McDonald's were somehow like soldiers because of the uniform.
A self-made man. He was named the New South Wales Australian of the Year in 2017 for his tireless community work.
Yeah, the problem is when the kids are idle, or when I'm idle doing nothing, is when you think about doing something stupid. And so far nobody's idle. Kids are going to school.
He says it all comes down to cooperation. Police, lawyers, families and local organisations working together to connect cultures, offer opportunities and build a sense of community.
I would say Blacktown will be the model of other communities in general. We are friends, we're not enemies, there are no enemies, yeah.
Mr. Adut admits it's taken years to get to this point and it's still a work in progress, but says the building blocks for the future are solid.
So every time I walk around the street in Blacktown, I walk proud, very proud, because I know my street is saved.
Ben Terry, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.